Hey everybody, welcome back to the Moscow Mules. I'm Shay Bowes, and of course I'm joined at a distance by my good old pal, Augie. And listen, aren't we all delighted that at least one thing is absolutely clear this week, that the war in Iran is over. Yeah, it's over. Forget the ships burning in the Straits of Hormuz. Forget the children dying in the schools. Forget the US aircraft dropping out of the sky. Forget all of those US servicemen who are going home in boxes, thanks to the big Don. It's all over now. Yeah. Famous last words. Yeah. Tell me about it. Run it, Augie.
Operation Epic Fury. Is that a great name? Well, it's only good if you win. You know, you can only do. And we've won. Let me say, we've won. You know, you never like to say too early you won. We won. We won the bet. In the first hour, it was over.
Well, of course, we know it's not over. It looks like it's a long way from over. International markets don't look like it's over. Most people you ask on the streets would say, this ain't over. This could just be getting going. Pete Hegseth has just decided to send 2,500 U.S. Marines to the Persian Gulf. Why would you do that if this was all over? Doesn't smell right to me. But there is one group who are more than happy that it looks like it's going to continue, and that's Iranian monarchists. Well, so were. That's what they're called. Remember the crown prince, the guy who never elected by anybody? He had never stopped. Mr. Z in Kiev. He seems to be very happy in power, raking in the cash, raking in the money. Let's have a listen to what happened when our friends over at the Gray Zone News, Max and the guys, managed to interview some of these young Iranian monarchists. Yeah, it's 2026. And these people still exist. They want this man, son of the Shah, to walk straight back into power in Iran. It all went absolutely great last time. Remember, Pops? He was a great guy, blowing billions, disappearing millions. Yeah, for sure. What could possibly go wrong? Run it, Oggs.
150 school girls that were killed. I mean, ultimately, you see this as worth it. Like,
yes, yeah. 100%. 100% is worth it, yes.
There was that school in Iran that was bombed, 150 dead. But you see this all as worth it. I mean, you think we should go to the end?
Yes, yes, it's worth it. And that's why we are here. We are going to protest.
Even if it was not an Islamic regime missile, it was worth it. Very, very worth it.
If you had Donald Trump's ear right now, you were in the Oval Office, private room, what would you tell him to do?
Please, please finish the job. Just finish it, whatever it takes.
Now, something else we've noticed about these Iranian monarchists is, if you have a look at their posts on Twitter, you got to ask yourself who's behind all this. Quite coordinated. I'd say there's quite a few quid, a few bob being poured into this. Mossad, of course, absolutely nothing to do with it. But they're very, very happy and very animated about the potential for an actual boots-on-the-ground invasion into Iran. Now, we all know how many people will have to die for that to happen. Afghanistan, Iraq, Libya, Syria. Ugh, let's not even talk about Vietnam. You'd imagine that the best predictor of future behavior was past behavior. The people would have learned a bit from this, but no. And guess what? How many of these Iranian monarchists will actually be going back to the US in boxes if a ground invasion actually goes ahead? Inconvenient question. Let's not ask it. Let's have a look. Run it, Augie.
We Iranians outside the country hear your threats every day. You threaten our lives, our families, our mothers. You even sent killers to my house in New York City. But we are not afraid anymore. We may be wounded, but we will never bow to our oppressors.
Come on, guys. it's not as if we didn't tell you about it. All our dedicated viewers, all you people out there who've been with us from the start, let's say, it wasn't really hard to add two and two together and work out that the Big Don was always a very good guy. Yeah, a real good guy. Come on, you could see it coming. We did. Let's remind you. Run it, Uggie. Of course, what's happening in the States right now, during the election period anyway, is that everyone's falling over each other to show how much they love to suck on Zionist c-
I can't say that.
To show how devoted they are to the state of Israel. Because Israel, after all, is basically another American state. It's a stationary aircraft carrier in the Middle East. Not to mention the fact that they started the whole show back in 1947. Let's all forget that. But as the election nears, there really is a clamor to show how dedicated you are to Israel. And the Big Don, sadly, has kind of lost a bit of self-esteem. And he's down on all fours, scurrying around, trying to please the boys in Tel Aviv. Run the video, Augie. What the f*** is this? What's he doing? Reading a Jewish prayer? What is this?
It is.
What happened to grab him by the... It used to be grab him by the... Now it's grab him by the yarmulke. Tulsi Gabbard, the Director of National Intelligence, says it. What does the Big Don say? As Augie would say, it's a shit show. Run the video, Uggs.
The IC continues to assess that Iran is not building a nuclear weapon, and Supreme Leader Khamenei has not authorized the nuclear weapons program that he suspended in 2003. The IC continues to monitor closely if Tehran decides to reauthorize its nuclear weapons program.
But how close do you personally think that they were to getting one? Because Tulsi Gabbard testified in March that the intelligence community said Iran wasn't building a nuclear weapon.
I don't care what she said. I think they were very close to having
one. And, of course, the Big Don has now announced to the world that he believes that it's the Iranians that are trying to kill him, despite the fact that it's been two Americans doing the shooting in the last two occasions. And I wonder why he suddenly trusts the same intelligence services where 50 intelligence chiefs said that, you know, Trump was interfering in the election with the Russians. All turned out to be bullshit. Remember the whole Russiagate thing where Hillary made this bullshit up because she lost, because she sh**. Suddenly these dudes, according to Trump, are completely to be trusted. Just doesn't ring true to me, Jorgonis.
I'm starting to feel that he's not going to fix anything.
Mm-hmm. Could be true. And maybe it just doesn't matter who's in the chair at the White House. It only really matters who's the chair right here on the Moscow Mules. But just like we say, you know, we're fans of the Don when he's doing good stuff. But when he screws it up, it's got to be called out. But it's never been just the Big Don. What's going on in the background? Come on. Add two and two together. You got to see the big map here. But there are plenty of other Americans who've been waving the flag for this war for a very long time. Let's have a look at them. Well, given the level of killing that's ahead of us, if the Zionists get their way and take over the entire neighborhood, we're going to need a lot of politicians in the U.S. who are completely on their knees, let's say, nibbling on certain appendages of the Israeli state. And we've got one in good old Lindsey Graham. The famously not gay man who doesn't live in a closet and isn't interested in young boys, but he is very interested in Israel, or Israel. He loves Israel. Not that interested in Carolina, where he represents. They can drown. But when it comes to Israel, good old Lindsey is the only man in town. It's the only game in town. Let's have a listen to Lindsey explaining how Israel needs to be protected and it needs to take over the whole world, and that we beat the Germans and we beat everybody. That he's just got a kind of a very retarded third grade view of the world. Let's listen to Lindsey.
There needs to be a confrontation of Iran. We've put it off way too long. We need to call the question on Iran. They're the source of most upheaval in
regime change.
I am 1,000% for regime change, but you don't have to.
How did that work out last time America tried it in Iraq?
I think we have nothing to lose. How did it work out when we got rid of Hitler? Better.
How did it work out when we got rid of Hitler? Newsflash, you didn't get rid of Hitler, ass. The Russians did, you complete turkey.
It looks to many people around the world that America, despite its extraordinary leverage over Israel, potentially, and the weapons that you supply them, really hasn't been calling in the chips and exercising his leverage, and they've been taking you for fools here.
Well, here's what I think is foolish for us to hold them back. What would you do in America if somebody came across our border, raped women, put babies in ovens. Mm. What did we do after Pearl Harbor? We went to all-out victory.
I don't remember the Japanese putting any Americans in ovens in Pearl Harbor.
Japan, the smithereens. We destroyed Berlin. That's not an option here.
Think of the name Cruise. Let me just start there. Cruise. You think Tom Cruise, right? Small guy, believes in shit that isn't real, right? He was one of those Scientologists, right? He's not the only little dude called Cruise who believes in shit that's not real and doesn't have a clue what he's talking about. There's another guy called Ted Cruz who wants to bomb the shit out of Iran, which is an absolutely ancient culture, by the way. You know, they gave us, you know, astronomy, poetry, beautiful music. Of course, you know, we've got guys in charge right now. You may agree or disagree. Still a sovereign state. Can't just bomb the shit out of it, but you can if you're Ted Cruz. You know why? Because the Bible tells me so. Oh, yeah, that always works out perfectly. A 2,000-year-old book that was written like 200 years after the dude is the star in it is actually dead. Yeah, let's all follow that rule, eh, Augie?
Well, turns out most Americans don't actually think so. According to the latest poll, 60% of Americans disapprove of the idea of invading Iran or dying for Israel.
Yeah.
24% are undecided.
More lobster, more steak!
And only 16% think it's a great idea, and I bet you one of those 16% is this retard.
Yeah, let's have a look at Mr. Cruz making a complete tit out of himself. Oh, this one's an absolute beauty. Run the video, Augie.
How many people live in Iran, by the way?
I don't know the population.
At all?
No, I don't know the population.
You don't know the population of the country you seek to topple?
How many people live in Iran?
92 million.
Okay. Yeah, I...
How could you not know that?
I don't sit around memorizing population tables.
Yeah, of the countries you were planning to destroy.
I don't sit around memorizing population tables before I go destroy a whole country, kill a million people. Yeah, I don't do that.
Well, it's kind of relevant because you're calling for the overthrow of the government.
Why is it relevant whether it's 90 million or 80 million or 100 million? Why is that relevant?
Because if you don't know anything about the country...
I didn't say I don't know anything about
the country. Okay, what's the ethnic mix of Iran?
I didn't say that. I just said I want to cause a war. I want to kill a lot of people. I want to kill everybody.
Freak. What is it with these Americans?
Well, the secret here, Che, is the monies.
I have a feeling Augie's going to tell us lots of really boring numbers.
Yeah.
This is where I check out for 5 minutes.
Except they're not boring, but more like infuriating. Because Ted Cruz is willing to make you go to war for $1.8 million he got from AIPAC.
What? Wait a minute. Let's rewind that. Ted Cruz got like $1.8 million from...
AIPAC?
The Israelis.
The Israeli Friendship Society.
What is AIPAC? What is that again?
It's the American-Israeli partnership of ruling
crime
over your country.
So basically, it's a huge lobby group, probably the most powerful anywhere, AIPAC. Check it out. Yeah, Google it. And these boys basically brag about owning people, right? They posted these big ads after the election saying like 80%, 90% of people who supported AIPAC got elected. In other words, support us or you're not getting elected, ass. Yeah, this is real. And Mr. Cruz got 1.8 million.
And it goes deeper, Che. I did a little bit of math. And turns out AIPAC paid Trump $230 million for his campaign. And in return, the moment Trump got elected, he approved $14 billion for Israel. So that's around 60 times comeback for the investment.
Oh, well, America, on top of being asked to go and die for Israel, you've given them about $250 billion since 1947, 1948, when they just found a new country after running all the Palestinians out of town, burning a couple of hundred villages and murdering maybe a couple of hundred thousand people. Yeah, it's all good because the Bible tells me so.
It goes even deeper, Che. I found a tweet online by someone, Randy Fine, the representative of Florida.
Sounds like a good Armenian name, Randy Fine.
The tweet goes like this. There's a reason the first time I shook Netanyahu's hand, I did not wash it until I could touch the hands of my children.
What the f***? That sounds very creepy.
Creepy as f***.
Well, I haven't washed myself since you kissed me.
Totally different situation.
Who else could give us some really interesting advice on that kind of stuff? Who would you ask? Which country would you ask for advice on how to run the show that is the Middle East? Augie, any ideas?
Obviously, it's the Ukrainians.
It's the Ukrainians. And this guy is called Alexei Goncharenko. Now, Alexei has a long history as a neo-Nazi, a Russophobe, a very hateful little man. But he has some great and very, very prophetic advice about Iran in particular. He believes that the Iranians ain't got nothing in the bag. They're all talk, no action. Run the video, Augie.
Iran, with this Ayatollah regime, which just raising the flags and they can't even reply
it's what's not gonna
happening
end well.
In their own capital when their key proxy was killed there. They can't do anything about this.
Nothing.
Who we are afraid of?
Oh, that one's going to age like milk. Oh, look, Alexei, it's showers of ballistic missiles smashing into Israeli airfields, barracks, and even the poor old Mossad HQ. Not so good. And of course, sadly for Alexei, it's not the first time he's been slapped. Slapped down, the old 1-2, the left-right. Alexei has got a big mouth, and back in 2014, when he arrived in Crimea with Petro Poroshenko, the chocolate king, to convince the Crimeans, who overwhelmingly are Russian, that they belonged with Ukraine, one of the locals decided to give him a little bit of advice. On the video, Augie. Oh, yeah, yeah. A little bit of advice for Alexei. Oh, here we go. Two pieces of advice. One, two. Yeah. So there's Alexei's little bit of advice. Probably what he'll ever get if he ever heads to Tehran. I wouldn't like to watch. And as our friend there, Alexei, was talking about Israel and talking about Iran, it's interesting that the Iron Dome, this mighty Israeli air defense system, it seemed, just like Alexei, to get a bit of a slapping the other day. Didn't end well. As you can see, there was quite a few of the missiles might have actually got through. It's a very expensive little piece of kit as well, Organis, correct?
As it turns out, American taxpayers, and yes, American taxpayers, have paid around $3 billion just for the Iron Dome.
Wow. And of course, the Iron Dome ensured that there was actually no damage. And that's why the Israelis decided to put a thing called a digital cloud. It's kind of like Kamala talking about, you know, emails up in the cloud. As Kamala said, it's not a cloud. It's basically a little bit of a graphic that you do to cover your airbase to conceal damage that never happened because none of the Iranian missiles got through because the Iron Dome completely fixed it. And they kind of can fix the Iron Dome in the same way that this dude is searching these people entering this concert. Check it out. Run the video, Augie. Oh, look, it's Iron Dome. Yeah. Yeah, this is a very thorough search. Here's Iron Dome working away. What's that in the background? Oh, it's a meteor shower of ballistic missiles from Tehran, Mumtaz. And coincidentally, all across Israel and Europe, and definitely in parts of the United States of America, the tranquilizer copium is mysteriously being completely sold out in pharmacies. People like Dr. Eli David suggested on X that what you were seeing as this meteor shower of ballistic missiles saturated Israel, screwing the Iron Dome or the Paper Dome, whatever you want to call it, was basically reversed. That the video was showing the Iron Dome shooting up into the air and destroying the missiles as they came in. Yeah, that's right, buddy. Go back to bed. Have a lie down.
And it seems where you've got the Big Don, of course, you've got Benjamin Netanyahu, the man who's admitted freely that he's been waiting 40 years to get in the door of Iran. To smash the place to pieces. The fact that people are getting killed wholesale. The whole environment is getting completely flamed, literally. It doesn't seem to bother anybody whatsoever. And, you know, he's telegraphed this. He's never really sort of denied it or said that he wouldn't. Let's not forget, okay? This is a man who had one mission. Well, maybe two. Destroy Gaza. Maybe create the conditions where Gaza could be destroyed in the first place. Remember October 7th, the most guarded, surveilled border in human history? And, you know, hundreds and hundreds of these armed terrorists walk, fly, drive, tunnel, and fly. I did say fly, remember, across this border. Stay there for hours, killing, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people, and then manage to take hundreds more back across the same border through the same holes in the fences before the Israeli army turns up. Makes lots of sense to me. Let's remind ourselves of what Big Ben has been saying all along. You know, none of this should be a surprise to anybody. Well, Augie.
So I think it's time to remind ourselves just what this is all about, okay? What's the evidence? Remember Colin Powell with the talking powder? Yeah, we've talked about it. Saddam was going to come and eat your children and, you know, do what he wants to do with your wife. Not that anyone would want to do it with your wife. Anyway, but, you know, seriously, let's have a look at Mr. Netanyahu telling us in great detail, year after year, decade after decade, how dangerous it was that Iran was about to build a nuclear weapon. Now, this is coming from a country, remember, who doesn't have a nuclear weapon, right, Augie?
And doesn't have a Samson option.
Yes. So there's absolutely no way that the Israelis have built a nuclear weapon. They stole the plans from France. Of course, they didn't do that. So that didn't happen. So that means the guy who doesn't have a nuclear weapon, who does have a nuclear weapon, is being funded by the only people who ever used a nuclear weapon in human history and bombed two huge cities full of people, are now telling the guys who need a nuclear weapon to stop the guys who don't have a nuclear weapon, who are getting paid by the guys who are the only people ever to use the nuclear weapon, to protect themselves from the people who don't have the nuclear weapon.
I hate this world, Che.
Run the video.
If not stopped, Iran could produce a nuclear weapon in a very short time. It could be a year, it could be within a few months.
Where is it?
They have the wherewithal, the stored up, preserved knowledge to make a bomb very quickly. If they wanted to do it.
Iran is so dangerous. Weeks away from having the fissile material for an entire arsenal of nuclear bombs.
They're very close. They're 6 months away from being about 90% of having the rich uranium for an atom bomb.
Iran is gearing up to have...
His hair is getting bluer and bluer. The more he lies, his hair turns bluer. I've noticed Augie's hair is actually getting a slightly blue tinge to it. Out.
Iran will be capable of producing alone, without importing anything, nuclear bombs within 3 to 5 years.
Of course, we're always told that Israel is a democracy. It's the little island of democracy in this horrible sea of evil Arabs and, crazy people, right? Of course. After all, let's face it, the Israeli state has become a sort of ethnic Zio-nationalist state. It's a state that's absolutely predicated on religion, okay? If you're not Jewish in Israel, you got a problem. If you're Jewish, you can come from any part of the world, turn up at the border. Yeah, I'm a Jew, and you come in, you can get your passport, you can get your citizenship. But if you're an Arab, but if you're anybody else, one of the immigrant workers that get treated like shit there, or maybe you're one of the prisoners who dares to cheer for the Iranian strikes, which are always a bad thing. We don't like people getting attacked, civilians. It's always a bad idea. But of course, that's going to be completely seen as anti-Semitism. This whole section of the show is going to be completely anti-Semitism, Augie. I think I can hear an anti-Semite party going on right over here. And of course, because none of the missiles got through, none of these Iranian missiles landed, there's a bit of that about Netanyahu. I wonder why Netanyahu thought he had to run into his basement, shitting himself, if none of the Iranian rockets were actually reaching Israel. Why is he running down the corridor, shitting himself?
Maybe he ran out of copium?
Correctamundo. Run the video, Woggy. Go. Oh, look. Big Benny can actually move. He looks like a rat going up a drain pipe when he sees the rat catcher arriving. Now, check this out. Just afterwards, he made an address to the nation, and he looks completely stable and fine, doesn't he? Mm-mm. One of the side effects of copium, you get the jitter. And of course, a society like Israel dishing out so much brutality, punishment, genocide to its neighbors, you'd imagine a bit of it seeps inwards, and they start to treat their own citizens like... And guess what? Surprise, surprise, Augie, they're doing just that. Here's some of the people protesting to get the, the hostages released. Of course, they're called hostages if the Palestinians take them. They're called prisoners if Israel does. These people are out on the streets, and they get a little taste of the brutality that their Palestinian neighbors have been getting. Run the video, Augie. It's hardly brutal, is it, to get a bit of whipped cream doused on you? Augie pays good money for that of the weekend. Up in the gay club. Now, there is another group in Israel who don't want to fight on the basis of their religion, and that's the ultra-Orthodox Jews. Now, they've come into conflict with Benny Netanyahu's boot boys as well. And it ain't too pretty. They're getting a good old slap too, just like Mr. Goncharenko. Run the video, Augie. Boom. Oh, dear. So this doesn't look too pretty. I mean, is this what you would call, appropriate punishment for somebody?
Not for your own people.
Mm. Well, the terrible reality is that the Israelis don't have enough soldiers. It's a very stretched army with their war in Gaza, which isn't doing that well, and the war now in Lebanon. They're going to need more people, and it might be the Americans that actually have to help them, because the Israelis aren't really happy with what they've got over there in the biblical East, as they say. They want to take over the whole show. Yeah, they're going all the way to Damascus. Don't take it from me. Take it from Mr. Smotrich. Yeah, it's a Ukrainian name, you know. From the locality. Run the video, Augie. What? I mean, look. If I don't take it, somebody else will. What do you say?
En Iraq, en Egypte, ou encore en Arabie Saoudite. Une vision certes radicale.
They're taking the whole neighborhood. They're taking the whole neighborhood. Yeah, for real. That's pretty interesting. You know, there was a term for this type of behavior back in 1940s in Europe. I think it was called Lebensraum, or living space. Yeah, interesting. But you know what? We've decided to do a bit of a calculation. Here on the Moscow Mules, geostrategy and geopolitics are actually a specialty of ours in the Center for Disinformationology. So we've equipped ourselves with the most up-to-date mathematical tools to actually calculate how many women, children, babies, and basically civilizations would have to be destroyed for Israel to engulf its neighbors. We will now reveal our technological breakthrough. Organis?
My pleasure, Chief.
Yes. So we're going to start with...
Let's count all the population of the regions that Israel says belong to it.
Good idea.
Syria, 21 million.
Yeah.
Iraq, 44.5 million.
Okay.
Lebanon, 5.5 million.
Uh-huh.
Jordan, 11.3 million.
Yes.
There's a big one, Egypt, 111 million.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Saudis, 36.4 million, which gives us in total 230.8 million people.
Oh.
Now, the interesting part. Right now, Gaza has 2.14 million people.
And they've killed?
And they killed around 40,000 women and children there, which is around 2%.
Uh-huh.
Now, to achieve results, like in Gaza, which are not very successful,
yeah,
they will have to kill at least 4.6 million children and women in all other places.
It's a number that sounds familiar.
So, guys, that brings us to the end of another episode, a remote one, albeit, of the Moscow Mules. Of course, we've loved having you along. We love making it. And we're very, very, very happy that you're joining us in bigger numbers and you're getting involved and telling us what you think of the show. Keep doing that. Comments. Yeah, that's what they're for. Unless you don't like us. Where's it all going? Well, come on. It seems there's a dual reality now. The Americans have told us that the war's over. But the Iranians are telling us that they're going to decide when the war is over. They're going to decide when it ends. And remember, the Iranians have literally thousands and thousands and thousands of drones. They've got a lot of missiles. They've got a lot of bunkers. They've got huge coastal defenses. And they control the Straits of Hormuz. And one missile and one drone can close airspace in entire countries, regions. One drone in the Straits of Hormuz can shut it. And that can cripple the global economy. It sends the price of oil through the roof. Don't forget that. And who's going to benefit? Not the Russians. Not really. The Americans, they're the biggest manufacturers of oil on Earth. Don't forget that too. Lots of stuff going on in the background. Connect the dots. That's what me and Augie do every week. Until the same time, same place next week. But we don't think much is going to have changed. We'll see you then. Until then, look after each other and yourselves. God bless.